Hey, get back here.
Hello.
Hello, Mildred.
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from Royco Construction.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to let you know that we're going to be there tomorrow morning, and we're going to replace your roof. We're going to start tearing...
On what?
On your house. We're going to start tearing the roof off of your house.
I left. Forget it. I had a new roof put on the house.
Well, no. You've already paid for it, and we're ready to start work tomorrow.
Ah, oh, you're crazy.
No, you're crazy. Is this Mildred?
Hey, listen. I've got a building that... Who are you?
I'm Dave from Royco Construction.
I don't. You've got the wrong number.
No, this is Mildred Monday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, on.
Are you talking about my building out in the yard or my house I live in?
Both. We're gonna do both roofs. We're gonna.
No.
Yes. We're replacing your roof. It's already been paid for, and it's gonna happen. Tomorrow.
Oh, listen, you're crazy. I just had a roof put on this house 2 years ago. Your information's all messed up.
Well, no, we've been contracted to take your roof off.
No, you're not taking my roof off.
Listen,
don't come up here and even start that stuff. I ain't no fool.
We're not replacing your roof. We're not putting a new roof on. We're just taking your old roof away.
I have my roof. Are you crazy?
Yeah, you don't. No more roof for you. We're taking your roof off.
Oh, you just come up here and I'll call the police.
No, we have a contract.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
I'll make you think, stupid.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
I think this call is a hoe.
Cactus.
They're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
Get off this fucking phone. Leave me alone.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Snowplow Show, and I'm your host, RBCP. Today is May 3rd, 2016, and today's show is sponsored by Gizmo. Thank you, Gizmo, for being a supporter of the show. It's because of people like you that I was able to purchase a very large amount of cocaine last night, so thank you very much for that. If you'd like to be a supporter of the show, it's really easy to do. My favorite way for people to do it is to go to phonelosers.org/cactus and sign up for a small monthly donation to help out the show, and that'll give you instant access to some secret shows and to a lot of video-based shows off of each episode, so that you can witness a full hour of my bad haircuts. And the other way to support the show, which is the way that most people seem to prefer, is patreon.com/phonelosers. That's the site where I make a bunch of promises that I never keep. Patreon.com/phonelosers. I have no news today. No news stories, no updates about PLA. The T&I machine is down. People have been telling me that for weeks. I guess that's an update. And there's no reason that I haven't fixed it. I've just been lazy, I guess. I guess the old number to dial into the T&I has been reassigned to something else. So if you dial the old number and you get something else, then that's not me. It's something else. I've heard that it's a conference line now, which is kind of weird. So I guess I need to get that fixed soon, get a new phone number. Anyway, let's get started with the show. Earlier today, I did a live show on the air, on the YouTubes and on the Shoutcast, which you probably missed because you don't subscribe to the PLA Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers, where all the live shows are announced. You big stupid. Anyway, I did a live show, and it was pretty fun, and I enjoyed it, and hopefully you will too. So here is the live show, which if you were a supporter at phonelosers.org/cactus, you could see video of instead of just audio. And you could hear all the ringing phones and everything. It'd be so great. Don't you wish you were a subscriber? Hi, everyone. We're going to do some more homeowners, people. This is that really, really long list that I had a week or two ago. And I don't know, there's like 300 people on it. I think I only went through about 100 of them, so I have like 300 left. There were like 400. And this is the list where they have their work phone numbers, I was thinking we could try and call them at work maybe a few times and see if they're at work, so I can pretend I tore off their roofs, because that's always funny. I love tearing up roofs. Is it roofs or roofs? So that's what I'm doing today. For all of you who are new to the live shows.
Hey, this is Delaney.
You're in for a big disappointment, because this is pretty much it. The phones ring and the voicemails pick up. And that's it. This couple's name is Dick and Jane. That's pretty awesome.
Hello?
Hi, Jane.
This is June.
Oh, well, it says Jane on here. I just wanted to let you know, this is Steven from Royco Roofing. And we're at your house. Uh-huh. We're at your house right now doing the roof, you know, taking your roof off.
And I think you're at the wrong... No, this is not... We're not having any roofing done. I think you must have the wrong number.
No, it has this address. We just took the roof off. Are you at 90?
Yes, but our roof is not supposed to be taken off.
Oh, well, that's weird, because we have a work order here, and it has your address on it, and it's signed... Well, it says Dick and Jane. You're not Jane, you're June?
Yes.
Hmm.
No, I hope that roof is not off.
No, we definitely took the roof off. We're out here with five men right now. We just finished removing it, but there was a problem. There's some rot, some wood that's a little bit rotted.
There's something. No, there's something wrong. Our roof is not supposed to be removed.
I know there's something wrong. That's what I'm saying. There's a problem.
No, I mean, there's a problem with our roof being taken off.
Right.
It's not supposed to be taken off.
Oh, well, that did someone... Did maybe...
No, nobody did. No. Nobody authorized that at all.
Okay, well, we shouldn't put the new roof on then, I guess?
Well, the old one or something's going to have to go on, and we're not going to pay for it.
Well, we could put tarp over it, but we took the entire roof off.
No. We have to have a roof. Well, I think you need to speak to my husband.
Okay.
Well, the roof was not supposed to come off our house, period.
Okay, well,
the roof was a 30-year roof, and it's been on there 20 years.
Well, better safe than sorry.
Nobody authorized that.
Oh my God, let me talk. There's some rotten wood though. I've noticed
We don't need you to be there. Nobody authorized you to be there.
Okay, well then there's a problem, because we've already done it. We took off your roof. It's done. But so,
well, then you're going to have to put a new roof back on at your expense, because it wasn't authorized.
Well, no, not our expense. You have to pay for this.
We didn't authorize it.
We've already done the work, and we have paperwork here with a signature by Dick.
And well, he doesn't go by Dick. He would have signed it Richard.
Well, how am I to know that? It's just an order that came
in. I've got your number where you called. Let me call my husband and see what's going on.
Well, I can call him.
Okay,
do you have his number?
I'll call my husband and see what's going on.
Do you have his number? I'll call him. I'll put him on three-way.
We're not supposed to have a roof taken off our house.
Oh, yeah. I remember you mentioning that like 12 times before.
Don't be a smartass.
Well, you're not even letting me talk. You just keep repeating yourself. And we already
I understand that, but nobody authorized it. The roof is not supposed to be off our house.
We already put a brand new dormer on your roof for the new bedroom upstairs.
We don't have a dormer and a bedroom upstairs.
That's what we installed just now. That's why we removed the roof, so we could put dormers up.
I think you're at the wrong house. We don't have a dormer. We did not install a dormer on her roof with a bedroom up there.
Well, is your address 9 Court?
Yes, in Brooklyn.
Okay, thank God. We're at the right address then, because that's the address on this work order form.
Well, we didn't authorize... We don't need a bedroom.
Okay.
We've got bedrooms already. We didn't ask for a bedroom.
Okay,
if
you're not going to work with me and be nice, we're just going to leave. You know, we'll just leave right now, if you're saying you didn't even order this. Because we shouldn't have to pay for this. Because you placed the order.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe your husband did it as a surprise, and I'm sorry if I ruined the surprise.
No, he did not. He didn't. We're moving out of this house.
Why would you change? You change the roof just so it would sell better?
No, we're not selling this house at the moment, but we are selling it within the next year.
Right. Yeah. Well, so you'd get the roof now. So it's probably your husband.
No, we would not.
He probably went ahead and just did it. without mentioning it.
And tell me who you're with.
I'm with Royco Roofing. Roofing and Construction.
Okay. R-O-Y-C-O?
Yeah. But we've taken your roof off. That's the problem. And you're saying you're not even going to pay us now.
Roofing and Construction.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me have your home office number.
Well, I'm calling from it.
Okay. And tell me what it is.
Well, just look at your caller ID.
Just give me your number.
Well, you told me a second ago you have it. You said I have your number here.
Okay, I'd like to have your number.
Why don't you just look at the caller ID? Quit being lazy.
Okay, I'll have the caller ID and we'll be in touch with you through.
Right, I know you do. So do you have Dick's number? I can call Dick up, or Richard.
No.
Excuse me.
Okay, no, we'll take care of this with a lawyer. Thank you.
With a lawyer? Well, lawyers don't know how to put roofs on, you idiot.
Goodbye.
Ma'am, we still have to talk about this. I have to tell you about the electromagnets. Oh, she's gone. So what do you guys think? Tell me if this is a horrible idea. What if I call her back from her home phone number and say that we're in... No. I shouldn't do that, should I? Should I do that or shouldn't I do that? Because I want to say I fell through the roof, right? There's nothing wrong with that. All right, the votes are nah, yes, do it, yes, do it, do it, yeah, do it, do it. You just got voicemail, yes, do it. Hey, wait, no, Nick Allen, you're cheating. Can't do that. Okay, I'm calling her back from her home.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
So we just ran into another problem, and I'm sorry to call you back, but I was telling you about that rotting wood. And one of the beams just broke, and we fell into the house. And it broke my cell phone. That's why I'm calling from this number.
Well, my husband's on his way home.
Oh, right. How long is he going to be?
He'll be there probably in 15
minutes. But you guys, put that down. He's coming home. Okay, so 15 minutes?
Yes, I'm at work, but I'll leave work and be there immediately, too.
Why are you leaving work? Because, I mean, to be quite honest, I don't think we need you over here just yammering on at us.
Okay.
Like, we need, just let your husband come home. Just
okay.
Let them in talk.
Goodbye.
Let them in talk. Daniel Garcia in the chat room has a very good point that Dick is coming. Yep. All right. So, okay, I'm going to delete that one. I think I can quit now, right? That was kind of funny. I can just quit. That's the whole point of every show, is just to have one call that's really amusing. Mission accomplished. Yeah, I'm clean shaven today. It was an accident. I didn't mean to be clean shaven. There was an incident in the bathroom. Oh, 15 minutes. Need to write that down. Wait, I have... What's 15 minutes? That's like 1:20 or something, right? 1:30. 1:30, I'm going to call them at their home and be like, teehee, tricked ya. I'm not doing a Facebook mob today because this is going to be a short show, probably. Just like an hour long. We don't want to waste it all on Facebook, do we?
Hello, Center.
Oh, hey, is this Paul?
This is.
Hey, Paul. It's Roy from Royco Construction. We were doing your roof today.
No, I don't think you are.
Oh, well, this is the number they left. Do you live at 1?
We never contracted anybody to work on our roof today.
Well, we just took it off.
I'm sorry, what?
We just took your roof off. Do you live at 1 court? Because that's what this work order says.
You didn't take my roof off.
Oh, no, we definitely did. We just
well,
finished removing it.
I'm here in my home.
Oh, shit. Well, my joke doesn't work then, does it?
You are talking to the wrong... It's not 1 court. I'm looking at my roof right now. It's right on.
Okay.
You got the wrong number and the wrong everything.
No, I'm talking about the back of the roof, not the front of the roof.
Why would you take off the back of the roof? We never asked you to take off our roof.
Because that's where the dormer goes, stupid. Because you're going to have the extra dormer for the extra bedroom.
No.
Mm-hmm. First of all, fuck you for calling me stupid. And secondly, I'm looking at the back of my roof, and it's on.
Yeah.
You have the wrong number, the wrong information, and the wrong person.
Don't call me stupid. I don't have the wrong number, Paul. I was just prank calling you.
I'm looking at one court. I'm looking at the back of my roof. I see the roof is completely on. There's nothing that's been taken off. I have no dormer that's going on. You have complete misinformation. You have the wrong person.
No. As I said before, Paul, you motherfucker, this is just a prank call. I'm not really with a roofing company.
So who is
it? It's Roy. I'm just pranking you. That's all. I'm one of your neighbors. Jeez, settle down.
Why are you pranking me? Well, I mean, you're one of my neighbors who's pranking me?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
No reason. I don't know. Maybe because every time I drive by, you give me snake eyes. You just look at me like that. Maybe you should just...
Are you kidding me? Do I give you snake eyes? No. I never give anybody snake eyes. I'm always nice to everybody in my neighborhood.
Well, okay, but I mean, I've never talked to you. Just when I drive by, you just look at me. You just give me that look. Maybe you should stop looking at me like that.
No. That's not true at all. There's not a single person that I look at with snake eyes. If you think I'm looking at you with snake eyes,
okay,
then you're totally mistaken.
Paul, listen. It's just a prank call. You don't really give me snake eyes. Everything I say to you is a lie. Just keep that in mind.
You know, I guess, you know, probably what you're preying upon is the fact that it's not necessarily that I'm gullible. It's just the fact that I guess I trust people when they talk to me that they're telling me the truth rather than being mean-spirited.
You're taking this way too...
So if you're being mean-spirited, that's really on you,
sir. You're taking this way too personally.
I'll call the police, and I'll give them, and I'll tell them your number.
Don't do that.
And I'll ask my friends to follow up with you so that they can find out at the bottom of it.
Don't do that. Please. Please, Paul. Don't. Okay. Damn it. All right. I'm going to do one more... page, I think, of cell phones. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. And then we'll just do homeowner stuff and see what happens. You know, we'll see if they're home and pretend to be a... Whoa, what just happened? this fucking spreadsheet. Yeah, that's what we'll do. And in a mere 15 minutes, we're gonna call back that lady from the first call. See if they really went home. Grass killer. Yeah, let's do grass killer calls. Good idea, Stan.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Mr. Hajong?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy from Roy Co. Roofing. We're doing your roof today. And we ran into a small problem here on your roof.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we haven't finished the back part, right?
I'm sorry, what was that?
We haven't finished the back part of the roof.
Yeah, well
we have to clean up, right?
Well, we took off all of the roof just now. We're here at your house right now.
Oh, are you in my house?
No, not in your house. We're on top of your house. Are you home right now?
Yes.
Oh. Well,
I'll be outside.
I'm banging on your roof with a shovel. Do you hear it? Do you hear me banging?
Oh.
I'm banging on your roof with a shovel.
You... Shovel?
Yeah, we have shovels up here, and I'm banging on your roof with one. Do you hear it? Do you hear it on your ceiling?
Okay. Anyway, let me go outside.
No, don't come outside, because we might drop a hammer on you or something.
Really?
Yeah, you better safe than... Do you own a hard hat?
I can get out. You know, I can go out from the garage.
No, stay away, because there's people on the garage. We don't want to drop anything on you. Do you have a hard hat? Do you have a big...
Really?
Do you have a hat? Do you have, like, a bike helmet, maybe?
Well, what are you doing up there?
Yeah. We're shoveling... We're tearing up the roof with shovels. Do you hear us banging on the roof?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, can you speak up? I can barely hear you.
Huh?
Don't. Can you speak up? Because it's hard to hear you.
Yeah.
Speak the fuck up. God damn it.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway,
do you hear me?
Yeah, we're tearing up your roof. We're tearing all the shingles off, and then we're gonna take all the wood, you know, all the plywood off.
Why? Why?
Just for practice, because I'm training a new employee, a new roofer. So we're peeling off all the wood, and then what's those things under the plywood called? Like the beams? I don't know what those are called. I've been out of roofing school for so long, I forget. But we're going to take those off next.
Well, there must be something wrong. I didn't order anything.
I know, but it's okay. We won't charge you for it. It's just practice.
Well, what kind of practice is that?
I don't think they're called studs, are they? Isn't that in the walls? I mean, basically, it's a stud, but it's a horizontal stud or a diagonal one.
I don't know.
Jim Bob's saying they're called studs. Rafters. Hmm? Rafters. They're called rafters. But are rafters just the horizontal ones, or does that include the diagonal ones also? Support beams?
Well, you see... Oh, this is really strange to me.
No, it's fine. Just don't leave the house because they're new employees and they're stupid. They might drop something or shoot you with a no. I didn't say that. Forget that part. But you know, better safe than sorry.
And what kind of business you have with me?
We're the roofers. We're fixing your roof.
Right. Did you fix my roof?
Yeah, well, we broke your roof. We just finished breaking it, but next we're going to fix it after we remove it. And we're not going to use shingles. We're going to use tar.
There must be misunderstanding.
Did you just go outside?
Which address you mean?
I'm on Drive. Are you outside? Did you come outside? Sir, where are you?
Yeah. No, I'm outside.
Okay, well, are you in the front or the back?
I'm in front now.
Okay, we just all jumped over the peak of the roof. We leaped over, and now we're...
I can't see you, or anybody on my house?
No, we're hiding in the back of the roof now. We jumped over the top, and we're hiding in the back. We're tearing up the back part, not the front.
Oh, that is not my house. I can't see nobody in my back garden.
Oh yeah, I was actually just kidding with you. It was just a joke. I was just joking with you. It's just a joke.
What kind of talking is this?
It's just a joke.
Who are you?
It's good American humor. I'm the roofer, but we're not really there yet. We're gonna be there tomorrow.
Why? For what?
To tear off the roof.
What kind of roof? We don't have any issue with my roof.
Well, we're gonna replace your shingles with plastic.
No, I don't need to replace shingles.
It's free because it's for training. We're gonna replace your shingles with.
I'm not allowing you.
No, it's
anything with my house.
It's fine. It's okay. No, we're gonna just make your shingles plastic instead of whatever the hell they're made out of currently.
Can I call this number to police?
No.
I will save you this number just in case if there's anything wrong with
yeah,
my house.
We're not really okay? coming over. We're not really coming over tomorrow. No, I was just joking. Just joshing.
What's your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy?
Yes, my name is Roy. I think I got the wrong number and the wrong address. I'm sorry. I thought you are trying to do something.
I will save this number. Tell me your name.
I thought you were on Rudgate.
I recorded your voice. Just in case.
What'd you record with?
Okay. Oh, your voice is phone.
I know. What'd you record with? How'd you record my voice?
Oh, I have, you know, I have function.
You have a function? Okay. Is it an app or is it like a big reel-to-reel thing?
So you are making phone call with no real issue.
No. It's just a joke.
Not joke. You are testing something.
No. I was just kidding. I was just distracting you. I'm with Paul's Distraction Service. I was just distracting. What?
Okay. If you don't have any further business, just hang up.
Well,
okay?
I need you to delete the recording.
Don't ever call this number.
Delete the recording because you don't have my permission. I don't want my voice.
Just in case, because you started.
Well, no, my religious beliefs. If you record my voice, that's like taking my soul. And I, you can't record my voice because then I won't go to heaven.
Oh, but anyway, this phone call is saved just in case.
Okay,
you see that?
I need to do a customer survey with you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your customer experience today?
Hello.
Hi.
I am embarrassed. You are interfering my privacy.
No, so
and you are wasting my time.
So a 3.
And I don't want you to continue this phone call. If this is this any interest to me,
yeah. No, it's fine.
This phone call will be not favorable to you in the future. In case I feel offended.
Oh, I was just kidding.
I will use this phone call.
I was just joking. It's just a joke.
For my interest.
I think I got the wrong number. Sir, I think I got the wrong number. I was trying to call someone over on Rudgate Road. But you're not on...
Oh, you really offended.
Oh, but
You surprised me. You shocked me.
Oh, that's not true. I didn't shock you.
And it's psychological. This is psychological.
Yeah, but it's...
The thing could be a trauma.
What a trauma! What's traumatic about this? It was
psychological. Can determine.
But it was just—it was an accident.
You are using this phone call for very offensive, very weird purpose.
Well, no, there was no purpose. I just got the wrong number. We're at someone else's house with the roof.
No, you exactly knew the address and my name.
We're across town.
That's going to be investigated. How did you get my address and my phone number?
Well, I looked on the internet, and it's a homeowner's directory. It's up on the internet.
So you should be reporting to the police.
Well,
if I...
No... Don't do that.
Okay.
You
should be responsible for your behavior.
I know, but what you have done to me. It was just a joke, though.
Which was against my interest, which was not factual.
Look, it was order of magnitude's wife.
You are not person I know, and you are not person who can be joking to me.
She lost her mom.
Time.
So if you call the police, it's like
my precious time.
Oh,
you
come on.
My emotion.
What were you doing that was so important? It's just humor. It's good American humor.
But you shouldn't call this kind of the weird call to anybody. you don't know.
But you could use a little weirdness in your life, couldn't you?
You can use the American joking to your friends, relatives, not to, people who you don't know, okay?
Well, no, like, it's more fun if it's a stranger. I was just kidding around. It's just a joke. That's all. Just a joke. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate my honesty today? Okay, he hung up. I'm getting lectured so much today, you guys. I don't get it.
Ever since I was a kid, I've had your voice in my head. I call you every night before I go to bed. With every number and every ring, bell operator, you're my thing. Your innocent message puts me right on my ass. You better call me a doctor, my heart's beating fast. 400 hertz coursing through my veins. If I don't hear your voice, I might go insane. The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again. The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again. The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again.
I'm naked and I'm sitting here all alone. I'm getting fucking horny to the sound of the tone. Sitting in my underwear, stroking my bone. Waiting for your voice to come onto the phone, yeah. Dial tone, dial tone. In the hopes it gets to you. It rings and it rings and it just won't end. I've got to hear your voice before I go to bed. The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again. The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again. The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again.
That was the latest single from El Hombre. It's called Intercept Message, and I think that's the third song that he sent to me. Maybe the fourth, I can't remember. You know, the best part of the show is all the phone songs that people send me. It's not the stupid prank calls I make. It's all the amazing phone songs that you guys send me. I could pretty much make a radio station, a 24/7 radio station, filled with nothing but phone songs that listeners send to me. So I'm going to play voicemails now, and we're in the middle of the show. It's just like the shows that I used to do where I played the voicemails in the middle of the show. Isn't that crazy? You guys just don't know what I'm going to do next? I might play voicemails in the middle of the show. I might play them on the end of the show. Who knows? This show is just crazy.
Brad, it's me. What the fuck? Your Wikipedia, or Wiki. I was having fun, then you decided to block my fucking IP.
What
the shit?
No, I didn't.
Come on, don't be a salty prick.
Nobody.
Let me have some fun.
Blocked your IP? What the
Come
hell?
Come on, love you.
Yeah, I've definitely not blocked any IP addresses yet on the Wikipedia. I have reverted a couple of changes, but I have not blocked any IP addresses, so you're just drunk or something. Or maybe you posted something so bad the Wikia automatically blocked your IP. But it wasn't me, I promise. Everybody's welcome to go to phonelosers.org/wiki and make a bunch of crazy changes. But not too crazy, because I'll block your IP.
Hello, this is Ahmed Omadi, or Detective Ahmed Omadi. You may know me as producer of Joe Rogan Podcast. Little did you know, I am also a Canadian detective. I am currently working on investigation of our, Miss is Cotton. Last we hear, we the last person she talked to was the was you.
Oh my God! Spit it out.
She go oh, ding. Yes, and then she go crazy people. These are her last words. We were wondering if you did not kill her, we would like to get your approval
it
if we can put crazy
accident.
People. In quotes on her gravestone because she has no living will. So we were thinking her last words, crazy people, in quotes, would be on her gravestone. All right, just get back to us. All right, thank you.
Sounds perfect.
Goodbye.
Sounds good to me. You have my permission. to use Mrs. Cotton's last quote, because for some reason you need that from me.
Hey, Roy, it's Hunter. So I got your shirt in the mail yesterday, my snowplow shirt.
Yeah.
And within two days, I wore it 2 days in a row, didn't even change it, didn't even shower.
Gross.
I go through a wire fence. Fucking slob. Rip. Just totally rips the back of it, caught the back of it. So,
oh.
thanks for screwing me on a cheaply made shirt.
Damn it.
And, probably buy a couple more.
I hoped nobody would notice that our shirts are rippable by wired fences.
To replace it before the night's over, I don't know.
What the hell anyway? What kind of kid goes outdoors and climbs through fences? You fucking weirdo. You're supposed to stay indoors and play on the internet like everyone else. Play video games and eat a lot like a normal kid. I can't guarantee my shirts against the outdoors. Who goes outdoors?
Hey, Brad, it's DJ Greg. Hey, every time I'm drunk, which is a lot, I always try to send you Facebook messages and you never respond to me. And I want to know, where the fuck do you get on thinking that you're too good to respond to my Facebook messages? Okay, Brad? I want to know where the fuck you get off. Literally, where is it? I want to know where it is. You tell me where it is. You motherfucker, you. Bye, Brad. Love you.
Alright, thanks, TJ, Craig. I don't know. I just don't respond to Facebook messages. I don't get notified of messages. I think I took the messaging button off of my Facebook so people wouldn't message me. But if you're sending me messages on Facebook, I am not seeing them. It's not that I'm ignoring them, I'm just not seeing them. I never check them because I'm too busy trying to keep up with my email as it is. Can't add Facebook to that.
Brad Carter, Dr. Smoothrod here.
Hey, Dr. Smoothrod.
I need my kid after you and my wife left me.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. So I'm all depressed.
That's hilarious.
Man, you gotta post more shows, dude. Please. I will do anything. I will come to your house and suck your dick. All right. Man, listen, I listen to 10 podcasts, okay, every single episode of every single one, and yours is by far the best, it's the funniest, okay, man, you make some good shit, I don't care what anyone else says.
Thanks, Dr. Smoothrod.
I'm having cravings, I'm withdrawals, man, just please make more shows, I'll do anything.
You know about the phone show, right?
Okay, please, otherwise I'm going to kill myself. Bye.
You should go back and listen to the phone show. It's like the snowplow show, but there's less pranks on it. It's more of a call-in show with occasional pranks. If you're out of snowplow shows, go listen to the phone show. That would be my suggestion. You can get the phone show episodes by going to phonelosers.org/torrent and downloading the latest torrent. So you'll have an extra 3 or 4 years worth of content.
Stop using fucking old fucking calls to fucking...
Does your mom know you're cursing?
Stop being fucking lazy, okay? And call new people. Thank you, bye.
Whatever. I call new people in every single show. That doesn't mean I can't start the show off with an old call, right? You need to be grounded for using the F word. I've got your number and I'm gonna tell your mom.
Hey, Arby. This is your good buddy, Steven Aspinwall.
Holy shit.
I was just calling to tell you that I love you, sweetie baby.
Aww.
And, I can't wait till the next carding...
Oh, I'm dreading that.
...epidemic. And I love you.
Thanks, Steven.
Bye.
I don't love you.
Mama.
Sorry. Not capable of it. Wish I was.
This is Yoshaya. I am calling for the feminine spirit named Jennifer. I rebuke you! I rebuke you!
Thanks, Josiah. Just so you know, Google Translate thinks you said, "Oh, your grapefruit," not "I rebuke you." So I guess try to figure out the hidden meaning behind that. All right, let's get back to the live show. I think there's another 20 or 30 minutes left. So here it is, the rest of the live show. Okay, we have to do something now. Change my number. I don't know, Doug, where that call is. It's somewhere. It's in one of the old shows. Doug is asking where the call with the 90-year-old guy in the hospital that needs to mop when Carlito's there. And you know what? We would know where that is if you guys would help with the Wikipedia at phonelosers.org/wiki. That would be great. You could tell us where that is, and people could just web search it. Wouldn't that be great? I think everyone should go to phonelizards.org/wiki. Start doing work. Get to work. Okay, the first lady I called, and she said her husband's on the way, and she's going to leave work, and she's on the way. Let's call them at their home number, and just be like, teehee. These are Walmart headphones. I paid $8 or $10 for them. Possibly $8.99. Had them for 6 years. Almost got my money's worth.
Hey, you've reached Dick and June. I'm sorry we're unable to come to the phone.
Damn it. It's just busy now. Wanna try one more time?
Hey, you've reached Dick and June.
Darn it. Oh well. I thought they'd be home now. It's been more than 15 minutes.
Hello?
Hello, Ed?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the roofing company. We're doing your roof today, and we just ran into kind of a small problem.
You're doing my roof today?
Yeah, we just finished removing your roof, and we found quite a bit of rotted wood underneath. Like
Nobody was supposed to be working on my roof.
Oh.
Who do you think you're calling?
Oh, I was trying to call Ed on Drive.
Nobody was supposed to be touching my roof today.
Oh, we just finished removing it. I was just trying to let you know about the plywood. Did maybe your wife ordered the roof to be replaced?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, well, it says Ed and Liz on this form here.
Okay, somebody gave you some bad information.
Oh, okay.
I hope this is a prank call.
Oh, no, we just finished removing the roof. Are we not supposed to take off your roof?
No.
Well, shit.
Not at all.
Okay, well, yeah. We'll go home then.
Hello?
Hi, Al.
Hi.
Hey, Al, it's Roy from the roofing company. We're doing your roof today, and we ran into kind of a small problem.
You guys were out here doing my, or somebody was doing my roof about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, we came back
this
to finish.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was weird how you picked up the phone and you just sat there. That was creepy. You didn't say hello or anything. It was weird. It gave me chills. What happened? He just hung up. What the hell? I'm not allowed to tell him he's creepy, apparently.
Yeah, hello?
You hung up on me.
No, I didn't. I've got an old cell phone, and it's always cutting out on me.
How old is it? Oh, it's okay. I was just...
Oh, it's years old.
Well, shit. Maybe I should stick with the other things.
Hello?
Hi. I was calling for Tommy. Is this Tommy?
No, this is Garrett.
Fuck. It's not the residence?
No, it's not, but I know who he is.
Oh, yeah, he lives... So is this Mr.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm calling from the Homeowners Association. I think they have your names backwards, your numbers.
Ah, really?
Yep.
Yeah, I moved.
Well, you but, still... You did?
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling, because you owe... you still owe your homeowners fees. You never signed out.
Huh?
You never ended your contract with the Homeowners Association, so you still owe about $163, it looks like, in fees.
That would have been covered at closing, but I pay fees for the entire year
you didn't pay any of your moving out fees. And then when you left, the lawn wasn't taken care of, so we had to fine you for that.
What?
We had to fine you for not taking care of your lawn because you didn't make sure that someone took care of it after you left.
After I left, someone moved in immediately and took care of the lawn.
Yeah, but they didn't sign the contract yet, so it was still under your homeowner's contract, so you're responsible.
But no one had to cut the lawn. They moved in the day we left.
Right, but they didn't take care of their lawn after they moved in, and they weren't signed up yet. So it's your problem.
Sign is an optional HOA, man.
Oh, that shows.
Don't tell me I owe money when it's an optional HOA.
Yeah, but you optioned for it. You signed it when you moved in here, motherfucker.
Yeah, so you, I paid it.
But you didn't
option to pay it.
Right, you paid it when you left, but you still owe more. It doesn't just go away.
Anything.
Maybe you should come and sign the papers that say you're not here anymore.
I'm not signing anything.
You have to.
It's an optional HOA. I don't have to do anything.
You have to.
You're out of your mind.
You're out of your mind. You can't. We're going to send collections after you if that's the way you want to be.
Go send collections. Send them.
We will, motherfucker.
And they will get denied. What's your name?
You can't just deny collections. This is Roy from the.
What's your name?
It's Roy Hey, shut up. It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Roy who?
Yes, from the Homeowners Association.
You don't have a last name, Roy?
I do. It's who? It's H-U.
Okay, Roy.
Roy who?
Yeah. I'm sure.
You need to pay your bills.
You're not even a real person.
I am too a real person. You're not a real person. What kind of thing is that to say to somebody?
A nice prank call, buddy.
Oh, thank you. I tried my best. Next time I'll get the numbers, all straightened out here.
Yeah.
You're still in the directory, though, in the homeowners directory that they put up online for everyone to see.
So who are you, really?
I'm Roy.
You're just pranking Roy?
Yep. Yep, I live down the street. I just thought your house was ugly.
I don't live there.
That's all.
It doesn't really matter.
Well, I'm glad you moved out of that ugly house. You're probably the one that made it ugly before you left.
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
Hideous.
Yep. Okay, well, have a nice day. Thanks for getting upset.
Good luck getting Mr. though.
Okay, yeah, I'll try him next.
Okay.
Was he an asshole of a neighbor? All right, he's gone. All right, I'm going to call that lady from the beginning of the show. I'm going to try her cell before I delete this line.
Hello?
Hi, June.
Yes.
I just wanted to apologize for my prank call. I was just pranking you. It's just a joke. Sorry about that.
Well, we called the police.
Oh, don't do that.
They were out here, and they have the numbers and all of that.
You called the police for what?
I mean, I knew it was a prank call because...
No, you didn't.
Nobody's out here putting a roof on my house and all that. I knew that.
Well,
particularly when you said some of the things you said. But when you had my number, that's when I called the police. My home number.
Well, what? No. It's just here in the homeowners directory. That's all. It's on this list that's on the internet.
Right. I'm sure it's on the internet. I know that.
That's how I had your number. But, it's not a big deal.
Right. I'm sure. Well, it's a big deal to me. Because I came home from work and I wasn't finished with what I needed to do at work.
Yeah, but you got to get out and enjoy the fresh air. It's nice out today.
Okay. I don't need this.
But I don't think you knew it was a prank, because if you knew it was a prank, you wouldn't have gone home.
No, I went home because of my number. Because I knew nobody was putting a roof on my house.
Oh, that's not true.
I went home because somebody had my number. Well, I'm not going to stand here and argue with you.
Why are you standing? Why don't you sit down?
But what?
Why are you standing? Why don't you sit down?
I'm not standing.
You just said you're standing. You said you're standing there listening to this.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye. Well, at least she didn't lecture me. That's good, I guess. I need to do an evening Four Loko show with all of these numbers. Hello, Judith? Hello? Judith?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Judith.
Hello?
Hello, Judith?
No, this is her mother. May I help you?
Oh. No, I was calling for Judith. I was actually calling for Robert. I'm a telemarketer.
They are out at the present time, but I expect them back before too long.
Okay.
Could I have them call you, or would you like to call their cell phone?
Do you have their cell phone?
May I ask who's calling?
My name is Steve. I'm a telemarketer.
Oh, in that case, no. There's been a death in the family.
Oh, that's bullshit. Come on.
Well, his brother died just earlier today.
Well, it's... Oh, okay.
And that seems, is not BS. That is true.
It
that
seems just...
in Atlanta.
It just seems convenient that it wasn't until I said I was a telemarketer that you said that.
Well, but, I would not give their cell phone number out to a telemarketer.
Oh, no, it's okay.
But this is true. If you want to check today's, it won't be in today. It'll probably be too late.
Oh, how convenient.
But tomorrow's obituaries, you should see.
Oh, I'm going to look.
Charles. Yes, notice.
Okay, all right. Well, have a nice day, and thanks for being a cock blocker.
I am not that.
Not what?
I'm sorry you don't believe me.
Oh, no, I believe you now. I believe you.
That's your problem.
Well, do you know when they'll be home? Because I really need to telemarket them. Jeez. Great. Called someone whose brother died. Nobody's answering these home phones, and it's probably because it's daytime. So maybe I should just switch back to the cell phones for a little while.
Hello?
Hi, Whitney?
Yes.
Hey, Whitney, it's Roy from Royco Roofing. We're doing some work on your house today, and we ran into kind of a problem.
Okay. Who, I didn't know that y'all were doing any work on our roof.
Oh, yeah, we're taking the shingles off today. And, over the next couple days, we're going to be, putting the new roof on.
Oh, well, I think you have the wrong house. Are you sure?
Oh, well, don't you live on 20?
Oh, you know what? That's our old house.
Oh.
Yeah, we live on... Yes, we own that house. We just have renters in there.
Oh, I think the renters are the one that filled out the paperwork because they're having us take off. They're having us take off the entire roof, and we're going to take off all the rafters and everything, the studs, if you will. And we're putting dormers.
Right.
We're basically adding another floor onto the house.
Oh, well, I don't even know. I don't know about any of this. Okay.
Oh yeah, the renter said you guys would pay for it.
Is this a joke?
No, not at all. It's just we're putting dormers on the front, you know, those things with windows, and there's some rotting wood and stuff. So it's going to be just a little bit of extra money to replace the rotting wood, so it's safe.
Yeah, I don't think
and healthy.
I think you have the wrong number. I don't think we're putting dormers on our roof.
Oh well, I'm definitely at 20 Drive.
Okay, well then you need to talk to my husband.
Oh, how do I call him?
Okay, here's his phone number.
Oh, wait, is it the same, okay, yeah, what's the middle numbers? What's the rest, I guess? I don't know how to do it. Okay, I gotta call it before someone else does it. But, you know, before a listener in the chat room gets a hold of it. Oh, wait, I lost some of it. Okay, what was the last four digits?
Oh my gosh. 7-8.
You didn't have to say the whole thing again. Jesus Christ. I can't help if I'm drunk, okay?
Who is this? This is such a joke.
It's not a joke. Well, I'm going to call your husband. Bye. She knows it's a joke, you guys. I don't remember the name. Who did I just talk to? Shit.
Hello?
Hey there. Is this Jack?
Yes.
And did Whitney talk to you yet? I'm calling from the roofing company. We're doing your roof over on Drive today.
Oh, what are you doing with it?
Well, we removed all the shingles, and we're putting dormers up there. We're basically adding a second story to the roof.
Oh, okay, great.
And but we ran into a problem. There's some dry rot. Hello, Jack? Oh, he hung up. They're not believing anything. Damn it. I bet a listener warned them.
Hello?
Hello, is this Justin?
This is him.
Hey, Justin, it's Roy from the roofing company.
Okay.
And, we're doing some work at your house today, and we ran into a problem with underneath the shingles. There's some rotting wood.
I don't think you're doing work at my house today. Nobody was scheduled to do no work at mine.
Oh, no, we were scheduled about 3 weeks ago. Do you live at 20 Drive?
Who scheduled you to work at my house?
On here it says Penny. Maybe she didn't tell you. We're replacing your roof. We're replacing all the shingles. But actually, some of the plywood underneath the shingles, it's all rotted through. One of our workers kind of fell through it a little bit. Hello?
No, I'm just at work. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I'm a little bit busy right now. Hold on.
Oh, well, okay.
Wait a minute. Who is this now? Let me have your name.
My name is Roy Gerbel. I'm with Roy Co. Roofing.
Who? Spell that last name?
No, Gerbel. So it's just, there's just a problem with the rot underneath the shingles, and we needed to get your permission real quick to replace this plywood. It's just like $20 a sheet, that's all.
Oh, no, plywood doesn't run $20 a sheet, and I think you're
it does for us. Hey, it does for us, okay? It's good plywood.
I think y'all are, whoever this is a prank call.
A prank call? Do I sound like a kid? I don't make prank calls. I don't know who you think this is, but I don't sit around my house all day making prank calls.
Well, you're not going to sit around my house replacing a roof, so...
How would we do it while we're sitting? That's stupid. He's gone. Having a lot of conflict today between about sitting and standing and stuff. Everyone wants to argue.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
I'm quitting, you guys. I quit. I'm done.
Hello?
Hello, Vivian?
Yes.
Hi, this is...
No.
Oh, well, which is it? Yes or no?
Who's calling, please?
Well, I'm calling from the roofing company. We're doing your roof today over here on place.
You're doing our roof today?
Yeah, we're putting a new roof.
We did not order a new roof.
Oh, well, no.
I know not. Did you order a new roof, Mother? My mother knows nothing about this.
Well, it says here in the paperwork, Vivian, we've already taken off the old roof. We just have to put the new roof on.
Sir, you are not at my house. I don't know where you are, but you're not at my house. My roof is intact.
What? No, we've been here for a few hours now. Are you at your house?
Sir, no, I'm at my house, yes. You have the wrong number.
Oh, damn
or
it.
Something.
My big scam won't work then.
Your scam's not working.
Damn it. Fuck. All right, well, you know, you win some, you lose some. Hello, everybody. This is pre-recorded RBCP, and that is the end of live show RBCP. That's more or less where it ended. I cut off the part where I just kind of started mumbling a bunch and trailed off, and then the stream went dead. And I didn't finish the show today like I'd hoped to on May 3rd. Today is actually the day after May 3rd. It's May 6th now. But I'm getting this thing finished up, and I'm going to get it posted in just a few minutes. And I think Gizmo is fully to blame for the lateness of today's show, or yesterday's show, I guess, because he is the sponsor of today's show. So thanks a lot for that, Gizmo. Thank you for listening to today's show. I hope you enjoyed it so much that you're just going to be like, holy shit, this is the best show ever, and you're going to go out on the internet and promote the crap out of it and post links to it on your Facebooks and your Twitters. Maybe hang up a Snowplow Show flyer at your local discotheque or roller rink or video arcade. Don't forget to follow the PLA on facebook.com/phonelosers and on twitter.com/phonelosers. I have a personal Twitter at twitter.com/RBCP. If you're interested in following that, it's a good idea to follow all of these things. So when the government comes along and shuts down my websites and everything else, maybe they'll forget to shut down my Twitter or something, and you can keep up with my court case on Twitter when I get arrested for corporate terrorism. We're ending today's show with a song from Lemon Demon's new album. This song is called Touchtone Telephone, and it's from his new album called Spirit Phone, which you can find on lemondemon.bandcamp.com.
truth about me and the truth about you, cause you're a brand new species.
Gonna call me and tell me MF.
No, I did not order no roof.
You don't make a house a pool.
You need to stop using that word.
What is your definition of a desperate hobo?
I am a bitch from hell, and I will find out who you are, you little prick. Go swallow some cum, you little faggot.